Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll say the second-in-command person, the mayor, after a few days after the ceremony and everything, a lot of stuff has died down. He's going to come to the firehouse and just say, hey, you know, we obviously have had, you know, celebrations in you guys' honor and everything else. We would like to know what something like this is going to cost because, I mean, clearly the city owes you guys some money. Now, this is not the mayor that you guys have been using. This is a new guy, so he's on the level. He's just sort of like, the world is in your debt, but as a city, what are we going to owe you guys for this?
Well, let's start off. You actually do owe us $7,500.
That's okay.
From busting a ghost.
Great bookkeeping.
A while ago. On top of that, I mean, we pretty much dealt with a class 7, pretty much god tier. So
I'll tell you guys the actual thing that you would classify him as is the class 7 transformed mortal remnant deity supreme being.
That's a good one.
Wow. A transformed mortal remnant is...
I'm definitely putting the slaying of him on my wrist.
Oh, yes.
Because that's a lot of good titles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you just were saying... say all those things and then add Slayer.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was like, well, it's kind of outside of my ability to calculate in wealth. So, other than that, we're going to need official sanction. And whenever we request equipment, we need to have as little oversight as possible. So, for saving the world, if anybody wants to donate, they're more than welcome to. As far as the actual bookkeeping of what we killed, I'll say you owe us $9,000 for Itzakotl, $9,000 for the giant panther, $7,500 for the Grim Reaper.
I was gonna say each of the guys.
Treeagle.
And for Treeagle, and another and $9,000 apiece for each of the four, his four best men. Because they all, and that's being a very conservative estimate, however, straight bookkeeping, keep everybody honest, that's the actual amount of slaying ghosts we did. The rest was handled by the end. As far as risk pay, I would say throw in $10,000 to cover any hospital bills.
Which there were hospital bills. Yeah.
$10,000 to cover any hospital bills and vehicle repairs.
Alright, so grand total.
We're looking at a grand total of $78,750. I know that sounds like a lot, but the installation cost of installing one street light.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he says $78,000 for saving the entire planet. You have it.
Okay, we would prefer official sanction from the city for that with as little oversight as possible. We are happy to report on any of our dealings. No problem. We already know a guy at the EPA, but any support we can get from the city. Should we ever need it, we need that. And okay. Possibly we would like people to have the option of taking out ghost insurance.
Okay, so he says, all right, I've already been talking to members of the city council. We were talking about officially having the city hire you guys. So you work for the city and not have to worry about all these other things. So he says, the committee's interested in doing that, so I think this is all doable. So the EPA will take a backseat to the Peacock, is the organization that was created to watch out for the Ghostbusters. So they're going to have them check on you from now on, along with people from the EPA. But the rules that the new mayor laid down are gone, you know, because now working for the city, you have a lot more benefits and everything else. The city is going to have to pay you guys directly, so each individual person that you would have to, you bust the ghost for, it's not going to come out of their pocket. It's basically paid by taxes.
By taxes.
So you just, every time you do it, you just create a bill, send it to the city, and then they just make sure that they contact the person, say, did they bust this ghost at this time? They say yes, you get the money. So, anyway, like I was saying, Vicky was calling Blake over the last week or so, saying she was worried that someone was following her. But one day, you guys get a phone call from Donnie. Remember Donnie, who lived at the apartment complex?
Yeah.
He calls and he's like, guys, First of all, congrats on everything.
Thanks, bro.
We need your help again. Something really crazy is going on. It's hard to explain. Can you just drive down to the apartment complex and just see for yourself?
Which apartment complex?
The one that we live in. The same one from.
No, I mean, which apartment complex? Is this the one with the TVs?
Yeah.
Yes, you
don't want to go there?
I know Blake does.
Pool doesn't want to go there because
I still don't know what happened to that ghost guy when I was on the phone with her.
He says, look, it's an emergency. I can't explain. You just have to see it. So please come down.
Do we flick the lights? Do I need
it's an emergency, so yeah, you can drive.
You're getting ready to hook up your proton pack to the building's end.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to do that right now.
So you guys flip the lights, you get in the Ecto-1, you drive out. And when you get there, the entire city block of that of where the apartment complex is, you pull up right to where it was before. Donnie and all the other tenants are outside.
Even those kids who think we're awesome.
Yeah, those kids totally think you're awesome.
What about
Selena?
No, I meant top floor guy.
Oh, Doctor Reverend Doctor James Pan. He's there. He's there with his sunglasses on, just looking at. Well, I'll tell you what they're looking at because you guys pull up the entire city block. Looks like German expressionistic version of itself. Very strange. It's like slanted. Everything's slanted. Windows are all very you can't see inside.
Is we in Holland?
Yeah. No. It's very bizarre.
It's like the at the end of Beetlejuice when they're getting married and it starts.
So like it's crazy. So when you guys pull up, you see Reverend Dr. James Panama just standing there looking at the building amazed. And Donnie runs up. He's like, do you guys know what the heck this is? You know, because, I mean, you guys can clearly see it. He doesn't have to explain what's going on. He says, we woke up this morning. Everything was like this. We all ran outside terrified. We have no idea what's going on.
I flipped on the goggles.
Wait, so what do you got with you? You got...
I got goggles, proton pack, beach kit.
You're going to carry the beach kit in there with you?
Well, I feel like I just always want theme music.
You are more than welcome. You're
after saving the world. I just want to always.
All right. Well, then you got a proton pack on your back, a goggles on your head, and a duffel bag, which is the beach kit, just on the side of the proton pack.
I've since saving the world. I've spray painted Ghostbusters official. Do not open on the side beach of the duffel bag.
Everyone else happy with what they got?
Yep.
Okay. So you guys are outside. And,
emergency use only.
Emergency use only.
I want to be the first one in.
Okay, so they're asking you, do you guys have any idea what this is? Do you have any idea what's going on? How do we get
just
rid of
scan.
This?
Very scanning.
18 plus a ghost die?
Do you have 5 brains?
Yeah.
You're getting like a class 5 reading of this building.
Alright, I want to just go right in. I want to rush into this building and fight whatever this is.
Alright, calm down now. So it's like, he tells you he wants to rush in. Is there anything else you guys want to do before heading into the building to find out what's going on?
I want to my goggles on and look at this and see exactly.
You don't even have to roll because I can just tell you. Right. You're basically seeing the building and it is glowing, but you can't really detect much of anything else going on.
I look over to Reverend Dr. James Penn when I say, I was like, it doesn't normally look like this.
He goes, you can see it too? Oh, thank God. So Donnie is there and he's just like, yeah, I mean, we woke up. Other people in the apartment complex were screaming because we're all like waking up as in the middle of the night. We see that it's like this. We run outside thinking maybe it'll go away. It just hasn't gone away. And it's not just our building. It's like this entire block.
No, I'm going in. I'm going right in.
So you walk right in?
I mean, that building isn't specific. That's not the building. It's the whole block.
Well, it is the whole block, but it was. They said that it is. They experienced it first. When they woke up in the middle of the night, it was their building, and it has since grown.
Okay, I'm
done, and I'm heading straight to the basement.
Wait, so if we just let it be, all of Orlando might look awesome.
It's a little more scary than it is
like
awesome.
Like something out of a Tim Burton movie?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want this place to look like Undercity.
Yeah, let's fix that.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to walk inside?
Yeah, I'm going straight to the basement.
Okay, well, you can walk in, and it's all very distorted, but it still is reminiscent of what it was. You guys, I'm assuming you're following.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, good goggles on.
So you walk in, and as you're going down, you're hearing just like the creaking wood and just all the creepiness and stuff, and you got your goggles on so you can see everything. Nothing's sticking out yet. The place is glowing when you're looking through goggles and stuff, but you go down to the basement. When you get down into the basement, it doesn't look like the basement. It looks like a graveyard. Like there's grass.
Ooh.
And there's like... headstones, and there's a is mausoleum is what I'm looking for?
Yes.
So there's a couple mausoleums and stuff, and there's fog.
Does it look like it's larger than what it did the last time we were in here? Like it's expensive.
Slightly, yeah. And so you're walking through, and as you're walking through, because clearly this is where stuff is centered, you see 5 headstones and empty graves. And on each of the headstones, you can see one of your names.
That's morbid.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Hey guys, the graves are empty.
It's true. They're open. They're open holes.
Yeah, must be.
Well, I'm gonna jump in.
You're gonna jump in the grave?
Yeah.
So, all right, you wanna jump in?
Yeah, I'm jumping right in.
All
right,
you jump in, and you hear a laughing.
Okay, and I laugh too.
We're all laughing.
No, really, it's quite ill.
We're up on the top, all like,
we start laughing too, just nervously. Yeah, but then it's genuine because now we're all like laughing that we're all laughing.
You hear a cackle, like a male voice cackle, like laughing.
I match it.
You can try and match it, but you're at the bottom, like in your grave, looking up, like ha ha ha, like it's funny for some
Show
reason.
Show yourself.
And but if you for the rest of you 4 guys standing up there,
hey guys, the graves are open. And we're still standing here. That means we're not ghosts yet.
Yeah. So
that's a good thing.
Well, Adam's down there. So
I wasn't talking to him.
Right. The 4 of you guys who are still above ground, you can hear where the cackling is coming from. You look over, and sitting on top of one of the a mausoleum that's nearby, is a gentleman with crazy white hair and a black and white striped suit with a black tie and circles around his eyes. And he just like, and he sees that Adam jumps into a grave. He's like, "You're doing my job for me. This is amazing."
Oh my god. This is happening.
Wait a second.
Is that who I think it is?
Wait a second.
You have no idea who it is.
You're not gonna pick up a phone and Matt Ramsey's gonna be on the other side.
I wanted to do that, yeah, but
guys, what's going on? Pick me up. I wanna see. I wanna fight. I wanna punch this person.
Like, I look down at the grass. Does it look weird?
It is weird, yeah.
Does it look like AstroTurf?
You can see, ectoplasmic AstroTurf, yeah.
pull me up!
Alright, I shoot a tether at him and shoot at the ceiling.
He just comes up, bounces up, and he's like brought up so your feet are above like the ground here. It's dangling.
And I'm just kicked.
I'm just basement. So this gentleman who's up on the mausoleum, who you don't know who he is in
clearly.
The game world. in the game world, he's just laughing at his... Because he just saw this dude jump into the open grave without a second thought. It's just like...
Am I on the ground? Am I still dangling?
You can cut yourself loose if you want to.
Okay.
So you cut yourself loose. So this gentleman is up, who's like still like sitting on top of the mausoleum, just sort of just chilling out. He goes, "Which one of you is Pool?"
That's this guy.
let's hope he's never learned to read.
I look at my name tag, make sure I'm wearing the right jumpsuit.
Yeah. Once the rest of you guys just go to check your jumpsuits, he goes, and he points at Pool. Clearly you're there. He's just like, "Some little lady is pissed at you, dude. This is like..." "I don't know what you did to piss her off. But it's my... I'm supposed to make your life a living hell."
"I don't know any ladies."
He's like, "Oh, I think you do."
I'm gonna pull my arm around Pool and I'm gonna go, "This dude sexes more ladies."
No, man. Blake's the lover, man.
I was like, "Hey, Briggs, give me a reading on homeboy."
You get... He's a class 6.
Ooh. And I go, "What's your game?"
He's like, "Oh, I'll tell you straight up. So this lady, you know, she's like really pissed off at this dude. She says he broke her heart. So she thinks she can get some help from the other side, and she gets a hold of me, and I tell her, 'Oh yeah, I can fix you up. You know, I'm the world's leading bio exorcist. I'm the biggest bio buster there is. I can take out anybody if you just, you know, you want to make a deal.' So she makes the deal. I get what I want. I get to take care of her, and as a bonus, I got you guys for free. So that's awesome."
"What does us get you?"
"That's just bonus. I don't care. If you came with him, he came alone. That's all that matters. But you guys came with him. I'm just gonna have some fun. I don't care."
We have
my natural instinct is to Bozard him, but I gave up my freaking...
You got a slime DA wearing slime pack, right?
You know what? If you want to have some fun,
I'm so glad we have the beach.
I think I've got just the thing. I hold down the duffel bag that says emergency use only, and I unzip it, I take out an umbrella, and I shove it into the AstroTurf ground, and I pull out the thing, and I offer him Actually, I walk up to him, just slowly. Mm-hmm. Obviously not threatening.
Right, right.
And I pull a Smirnoff ice out from my bag.
He nearly busts a gut laughing. he's like, you're not so bad after all! Give me that! And he just takes it and he just starts glugging. He doesn't give a shit. He just starts Does he take a knee? He's not aware of the game, of what the game is.
Guys, let's roast him.
Can we get some music first?
Yeah.
Maybe some,
Hold on. I want... some calypso.
Yeah,
I was about to say, it's like you want some calypso music.
What's the one at the end? Is
Harry Belafonte or whatever?
Yeah, Shake Sonora.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do that.
You want to put that on? And it's
yeah.
Just like, and
of course I have it.
Yeah, you'd have it. Yeah. You're gonna play that. And you're just gonna open fire, start going.
Well, actually, let's see how it reacts. First off, to some calypso. Is that it? I don't know how you guys feel about it. I say we roast him. He doesn't know what getting iced means.
And yeah, and if you do that, and you push play.
I'm terrified for my penis, so, but yeah.
If you push play and you look up to see if you're gonna shoot whatever, he's not there. But then if you look back to the stereo and the beach kid, he's now sitting in a beach chair with glasses on, sipping the Smirnoff ice under the umbrella next to the boombox, and he's just relaxing. He doesn't care. He says, "This is really nice. I gotta say, thanks for bringing this. This is lightened up my day for sure. But there still is a problem with this guy." That I gotta take care of. It's just business. I'm sorry.
Alright, I'm gonna just fire a net.
You're gonna fire just a net at him?
Just a net.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see what happens.
We call this the reverse hammock.
24, you net him into that beach chair that he's sitting in. He goes, oh, what is that? What is this?
Is his hand with the Smirnoff like poking out from the thing?
Yeah, he's got a little hand in the thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go and pluck the bottle. And
you pluck the bottle out of his hand?
And drink it.
And then
Why would you do that?
That's so gross.
Oh. This is a living corpse.
Oh, wait, I forgot he's a living corpse.
Yes, alright, well, you pluck the bottle out of his hand. He's like, hey, why? And he's like, he's pissed off that you took it, but then he looks at you. And he goes, wait a minute. He says, I know you. And he makes a motion, and he looks, and he goes, and he like points with his free hand behind you, like, just turn around. And when you turn around, you see a black and white striped spectral tiger. He's got those eyes of this gentleman, and like the teeth. He's like, I don't care. And he disappears, and it comes back. He's like, I used to scare the shit out of you when you were a kid. He's like, you still want the bed?
I start taking my clothes off. I start taking.
Fight me!
He's like, he's there, buddy. I don't want you to get that excited.
I am going to punch you.
Someone shoot him!
No. I want to fight.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You want to fight mono with mono?
Yeah.
Mono with gusto.
I want the old routine too.
So
I say,
dude,
slide me.
So you turn to pull, say, slime me, bro, and he just slimes you with this. You get slimed, and this man who's sitting in the chair,
who has yet remains unnamed.
Who has yet remained unnamed, because you don't know his name. He's just like. Alright, well, this party's just getting started. And he just looks over and points at the jukebox. The jukebox stops playing the Calypso music. And it starts playing... I have a couple songs in mind. I'll say... remember the song at the end of Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
By Jamiroquai or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
That starts playing, and Adam has no choice but to just start dancing, covered in slime, to this thing, and starts pantomiming the words.
Does he start sliding around the floor like...
He probably a little bit, yeah. Yeah. But with a roll like that, I'm going to need everyone else to give me a brains roll?
I'm so unfair. I wanted to fight the tiger.
The tiger wasn't real.
He was the tiger.
Yeah, the entire time.
He was the tiger. Could have done worse.
All right, well, he rolled a 51. So everybody starts dancing alongside Briggs, and this dude is just laughing his ass off the entire time.
This is new.
Now, you're fully conscious of everything. You just can't really talk.
Is he
talk.
Still netted to the...
No, he's phased out of that. He's by the jukebox just chilling and watching and laughing. So after he watches you for a few minutes, and he's like, had his laughs, he's like, all right, I think that's enough of that. He's going to point at Pool. He's gonna flick him like this with his hand. He's just going to knock you into the open grave. Everyone else is kind of loose. So everyone else snaps out of this dancing delirium that they're in. And Pool's going to find himself at the bottom of the grave.
I say, get out of there.
I run up and punch him immediately. Just
give me a moves roll.
Moves or muscle?
Moves. You got to get to him.
Oh, okay. That looks like
you start going towards him, and he just disappears, and then he's behind you, and then he just shoves you, and you go sliding on your feet, and just let's get onto the
ground. Oh. All
right, I'm like, well, this was fun, but keep this up, we'll run out of Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice is gonna get warm, guys.
Yeah, so I boson dart his face off.
All right, go for it. 21 with a boson, you hit him. Yes. So when you boson dart him, he reacts like it hurts. Like, whoa, what the? And he caught him off guard that you actually kind of stung him, you know? So he's going to just sort of disappear. And in that time, Pool, I guess, is going to climb out.
Yeah.
You're going to climb out of this open grave or whatever.
It's filled with newspaper and cardboard.
Yeah. And you're going to see the mausoleum that this gentleman was sitting on top of is open. And there is green and purple light coming out of it. But it's been that way since you've walked in. It didn't just happen now.
I punch him.
The basement door behind you, slam shut.
Well, that goes to my... Someone go get that bitch. But,
she still lived in this apartment? Yeah. As far as you know,
yeah. He said that she was outside.
Well, I said the tenants were outside. You didn't see... I'll specify that you didn't see her outside, but you do know that she is supposed to still be living there.
Okay.
I will say, inside the mausoleum, you hear a woman's voice calling for help.
Who's?
A woman's voice. You hear
Not
a woman's
it.
Voice calling for help.
I'll try.
She's like, hello, is anybody out there? Can someone please come in here, please? Like, just
All
like.
All right, well, at least maybe. You should do
let's
it.
Let's go.
You guys want to walk in?
Yeah,
let's go.
All right. Your
you walk in, and you see Blake's girlfriend, Vicky, in a wedding dress, being held up by some ectoplasmic force field up against this wall, going, oh, guys! Thank God you're here! She's, like, so relieved to see that the Ghostbusters are here.
Blake, your lady. You need to save her.
She's being held up against this wall by some telekinetic force, and she is in a wedding dress. She's like, can you guys get me down from here, please? I'm ready to leave, if that's cool with you.
I'll just yank her down.
Okay, yeah. You start... It's tough, but you can pull her down, and she's on ground level with you guys. And she's like, what is going... She's like, does anyone have any clue of what's going on? Why we're here? What is this?
We're leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. Lead the way, then. Yeah,
like, that's what's happening.
Are you taken
we're getting
by
the hell
a tiger?
No, not a tiger. I just woke up and I was here. Well, I will say inside the mausoleum. So she was being held up against the thing. You saw an old looking coffin that's in there. That's a describer of the name. But as you're about to leave, this guy shows up again. And he's in the doorway. He's like, oh, hey now, you can't just take my girl and leave.
Real quick, what,
like your girl, at least dance with one that brought you, sir.
Real quick, you said, like, we noticed that there's a name on it?
Yeah.
Real quick, it's coming to me to see here. What's the name on the coffin?
You see it in 9 different languages.
Yeah, you can see, even though it's covered in dirt and it's been eroded away so many different ways, you can see the bastardization spelling of the word Beetlejuice. You don't know what that means. I mean, you know that clearly it's the marketing
of the name of
the
star.
Yeah, I'm gonna What's it called? And go, Beetlejuice?
He goes, so you say, he just like just takes a sharp and take a breath, and he's just like, we don't use that word around here. And he's gonna point at your mouth, and your lip is gonna, like in a Looney Tunes cartoon, it's like, say, button your lip. There's gonna be a button on your lip that just keeps your mouth closed.
I fire another boson dart at him.
And it,
Beetlejuice.
Okay, good. Go ahead, do your moves. What did you roll, Josh?
Not that much. I rolled 23.
You rolled 23?
That's what I rolled.
He has a beetle.
Yeah. So, you say, try to mock Beetle! So you hit out Beetle, and he goes, and he just slams his hand across this way, and you just get, like, a mouth, like a mouth guard, professional sports mouth guard, into your mouth, but it's just, you can't pull it out, it's just stuck to your teeth.
Well, does the proton go?
He was able to stop you from speaking, but that does hit him. So yeah, he's like, okay, that's enough fun again. It's like, what he's gonna do is, he's going to try to fast talk.
Oh no. Better see how good he is. He's real good.
Yeah, okay. He's real
Jesus
good.
Christ.
Fucking A.
Please take lessons.
he's gonna try to fast talk Vicky and everybody else into just like, we all need to chill out and just talk about this right now. We gotta figure out what's really going on here. So he's like very upset, so he's gonna just start talking as much as he can. Okay. Everyone else is just sort of, like, I'll say, the exception of Briggs. Briggs is just like, I think we gotta listen to this guy. He's talking fast, but he's making some sense. Everyone else is sort of like stunned, but Mike is just like, wait a minute. It's yeah. Like this is some bullshit.
What if you to unbutton my mouth?
I'll say by now you can get it out. You can unbutton your mouth. But I will say before you're able to do this, he's not gonna do another thing. But he is gonna, through his fast talking, he's gonna spit out really quick what the whole thing was. He's like, look, I'm not in here to get any trouble. I'm just trying to do my job here. My job is to get rid of this guy. I made a deal with this guy. You know, he explains that so the story for basically why he's even here, you figure out through him talking really fast. Selena summoned this guy, thinking he'd be like a demon. He's like, look, I'm not really a demon. I'm just the bioexorcist doing my thing here. This is just my job to do it every day.
Like, we weren't even here, and he wants to exercise.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's so good.
Yeah. So the plan
was already done.
He made a deal with Selena because he's like, I wanted out. All right, I wanted to get out permanently. You know what I mean? Trying to get out here. So he's like, in order for me to do this, he's like, in order for me to do that, I had to get married. Not my rule. It's just the way it has to be. So I was like, hey, you want to get married to get me out of here? She's like, hell no. So I'm like, well, what's your plan? So she explains that she was going to get the hussy that stole you away and offer her up as the bride for him to make his way back onto this dimensional plane. So you guys are all listening. Some of you are like, that's a very touching story. And Briggs is like, let him go. I say just let him have it. Pool's just one man. You know, why not? And Blake's just like, this is confusing. I got mixed feelings. But Mike is like,
I got mixed feelings.
No,
I go,
yeah, no, like, no,
fuck right. That. Yeah. Beetlejuice.
All right, then you say it again. He's like, ugh! He's like frustrated that he even let that happen. He was too busy talking and ignoring the fact that you unbuttoned your mouth. Okay, you say it again.
Can I, like, I'm going to bluff.
Okay.
Because I think, is Mike able to convince me? Like, what? Through his like, no.
Rolling that high, I'd say yeah, but you still got this thing in your mouth. If you want to give me a muscles to pull it out, we'll
yeah,
do that.
I'll give him
you say Beetlejuice for a second time, and he's just like, because he wasn't even looking at you, but he heard it. He's like, God damn! And he's just like, he's so frustrated.
All right, so that's 15 to pull it out of my mouth.
15? Just comes out.
So I want to wave my hands. I'm like, okay, well, hey, Mike, you shouldn't say that word again. I'm gonna bluff.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So try to distract him. Like, he's an alright guy. I can tell he's getting swindled. Just like Beetlejuice. And I just wanna, like, catch him
by surprise. Uh-huh. You're attempting to say it for the third time, but he stops you from saying it for a third time. I'll say instead of a mouthpiece, I'm running out of things to stop. I'll just say you go Beetle, and then just cotton balls just fill your just trying to say it sound like Don Corleone. So yeah, you get cotton balls in your mouth, and you just feel like, all right, had enough games. And then this spectral tiger, as it were, the one that as you remember being, he just pounces on you, and you guys just start wrestling on the ground like this. You keep pulling cotton balls out of your mouth, Josh. This is not it's not really seeming to end.
I just wanna, because I can just open my mouth and let cotton balls fly out.
Yeah, it's kind of refilling itself.
I'm just mad. I'm mad. And I'm pretty much, punching has worked out for me every time I've attempted it. I wanna just grab him by both his ears and cave his face in with my fork.
Okay, you want to do that? Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. Well, you go ahead. If you give me a your moves roll.
Okay.
So just try and grab him.
Successfully do this. Yeah. Right? So.
I'll just you hit him. Yeah. It's like, there's no way you can now. It's like so you just you're like. Grab him by his ears and just face smash him.
And when I do that and it's successful, I look at somebody whose mouth isn't occupied.
Yeah, you just go,
I guess
it's
yeah.
So you just go,
no, I'm just like, boom!
All right, I kick the top of the coffin off, and I want to shoot a slime tether at him and the coffin and scream right. Beetlejuice.
All right, cool, give me your moves.
I'll say it and then tether him, because okay. I would rather if one head did not work.
Right. No, you say it. Yeah, you. Beetlejuice, and so it hits him, and it just yanks him into the coffin, and just closes shut. I believe that's the third time. I think that's,
yes,
that's
third time.
That's the third time we said it. So now he's in this coffin, and he's just banging inside, like, oh, this, you're working with a professional here. You got no respect. And he's just going off on the inside, so he's stuck in this coffin.
Dude,
the tiger, disappears.
No,
but he's in it. No, but he's in this coffin. And he's shaking around, he's just screaming and he's yelling, he's
ready. Can I go try to lift it? I want to see how heavy it is. Is it?
It's lighter than if it was a real, if it was actually filled with something. You can carry it.
Okay, guys, who wants to be pallbearers?
Oh. Hey. Alright, yeah, well, it'd probably take most of us.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Wait, so the four of us and you got Vicky?
I got Vicky.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carry that lady out.
Okay. It's like, I got
Fire Man style.
Like, yeah, we're still shooting for him to get his love.
Yeah.
You know?
She's in a wedding dress, and you're literally carrying her out of the mausoleum, followed by four Ghostbusters carrying her. And he's just like, oh, I'm a bunch of losers! I swear I'm not gonna miss
He's gonna set him on top of the mobile containment unit.
Yeah. Is that what you want? You want to carry him up outside? Like, yeah. Alright, so you take him out. The basement door, of course, is open at this point. You guys just walk out, and the basement's fading back into the way it was, and you go outside to the car, and everyone sees that the building is their whole entire city block turning back to normal. All they see is Blake first carrying a woman in a wedding dress. And he's like, I got you, babe, don't worry. Followed by four Ghostbusters carrying a coffin with someone alive inside screaming and shaking about how he's going to get them.
We should be sitting on top of
the best.
They're carrying all
that
of
is the best thing ever.
And then so you're going to take them out to the Ecto-1?
Yeah. I want to hit the button.
Alright, so how are you going to do this?
I just want to just open the back. Put him on top of it like we're a hearse.
Mm-hmm.
Close the door.
And then just, we'll take, so take the coffin, like, so, but like, are
yeah,
you
gonna... Yeah, take the whole thing.
Okay, so just take the whole thing back to the firehouse?
Yeah.
It is, you know, just slides into the back of the Ecto-1 there, and so, alright, so he's in there.
I kind of want to go up to was it the third floor that she lived on?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it was. It was the third or second. I think it was the third.
Well, whichever floor she lived on, I think we need to go have a chat.
Okay, if you go up there, she's not there.
Okay.
If you go back downstairs and you're talking to people and you're ready to leave, you do see her hiding, like, behind a tree. Just like she's not very smart, obviously. It's like, so she's just, like, waiting to see what's happening. Clearly her plan did not go as well, but you have spotted her.
I'm gonna go grab her by the ear.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna make you roll for that. So yeah, got her. You got her, yeah.
All right, and I want to be like, you're in a lot of trouble, little miss.
And she's like, what? Come on!
It's like, are there are obviously police around here.
There's police around, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, can you arrest
She's
this
like,
lady?
What law did I break? I didn't break the law.
Just reckless endangerment. You endangered the lives of everybody on the city block.
So you call the cop over.
And attempted
and
murder.
A city official.
Attempted murder of a city official.
So you call this beat cop over, and he's just like, hey, what's Ghostbusters? What's up? Yeah, what do you need?
This woman was conspiring to use extra dimensional force means to conspire to commit murder.
And she's like, that's a lie! Officer goes, shut up, you're coming with me. And he's like, just believes everything you've just said. Because you're the heroes of the planet. So he handcuffs her, and he's just like, yeah, we got a nutcase down here, we gotta get her hauled away. So he's calling in, she's gonna be taken care of, she's gonna go to prison. And is there anything else you guys want
to
do?
I was ready to try and seduce her.
Seduce what?
No, you can.
Was the cop who grabbed her? Was the cop a lady?
The cop a lady? Let's say yeah. Let's say it is. Let's say it was a woman. Are you really gonna? You're gonna go for it? Why not? All right.
This is
insult to injury.
This is for the cop.
A ghost die again.
Every guy's the worst thing.
22 and a ghost. What do you say? What do you say to the cop?
I was just gonna hand her a business card and tell her that
thanks for her help or whatever.
Yeah, if she wanted to call me later, she could.
So are you going to pass her the card and be like, if you know, arresting her, if you need any more information, you can call the number here, but if you need to talk to me directly, my number's on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so you do that, and with that role, she's like, oh, well, I'll let you know. And meanwhile, Selena's like, he will rip out your heart and shit! And it's like, she just cursed you, and this police lady, she's sort of confused, was like, okay, well, let's go, lady, and just leads her away. So clearly put off, but interested at the same time. Other than that, you got this coffin still shaking in the back, cursing you guys out a new one. But other than that, if you guys are done, you can you don't even have to write your bill to Donnie anymore. You write your bill to the city.
So okay, and there's a class six.
He was a class six.
7,500.
You guys are gonna drive away. So you guys drive back to the firehouse. I guess Vicky's gonna drive with you because you're there or whatever. Are you gonna offer? So once you get back to the firehouse, you go, Vicky, you're gonna take her home while they take care of the this ghost situation.
Yeah, I'm gonna take her home.
Yeah, alright, so you take her home. We'll deal with that in a second. And in the meantime, you guys are gonna try to just get him inside the, because you've already said his name.
I'm taking him to the middle of the, like the biggest area of the firehouse.
Okay, and then you're just gonna flip it open and just.
I was gonna like stand dramatically around the coffin first.
Yeah.
So I'm say, do.
Cool.
I don't want to play with this guy anymore.
I'm not playing.
We could open this thing, or we could kick it open.
Yes. He's got kick things.
Oh God, yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
25. You kick it open. He's inside. He's just like, fellas, I think we got off on the wrong foot. It's up to you guys what you want to do now.
Oh, I'd just roast him.
Just immediately, just roast him.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you get him, and you got a capture stream just immediately. It's like you've lassoed him. He's not like in pain. He's like, oh come on, what is this? Come on! It's like, what? All
right.
So, well, I don't have a way to shrink his head. I'm
gonna throw my trap down.
So you only got wait. So Josh, you gonna throw a capture stream?
I'll throw a capture stream.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a capture stream too.
You only need two.
I don't care. This guy.
The more that you have, the more chances of crossing.
That's okay.
Yes, we have
the inhibitors. Yeah, the inhibitors are on. Right, I guess.
It's
like, alright.
Yeah, we forgot to turn them back on after that.
So there's three of you who have got them, and you're gonna pull them out of the coffin, and you got the trap open.
Yeah.
Everybody give me a simple move rule to get into the trap. Alright, well, evading the ghost, I mean, that's good enough to get him in, but with the ghost, I'll just say you're trying to get him in, and he's supposed to. As he's tied up, he puts on the glasses. You wouldn't trap a guy with glasses, would you? Come on! he's just being a pain in the ass until the end. Adam.
I should roll, so I just turn off.
You can just, yeah, they're fine.
I turn it off, I walk up, I pull his glasses off, I snap them.
Yeah, because the two of you still got him.
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it.
Hold the broken pieces of it.
You take his glasses, snap them, pull out your own sunglasses, and say, deal with it. So, Adam, what did you want to tell him?
Yeah, I just
look
at him very disgruntled, like, welcome to the thunder zone, bitch.
And then, alright, then with that, you get sucked into the trap, and you got him. Done deal. And you can go put him in the containment unit.
Let Adam put him in the containment unit.
Now say with Blake. Blake rolled a 1. Blake, give me one more cool roll.
That's really good.
That's
21.
That's 21? All right, I'll leave the rest of it to your imagination, but I'll say you carry this lady in over the threshold. She's more than happy to be alive and protected thanks to you, so.
And she's already your girlfriend.
She's already your girlfriend, so we're sensing some serious, getting some serious love vibes. Maybe it's like the wedding dress. So it's you found she's in love. It's official. It's the real thing. It's real now. After everything that you've gone through, the hero, one of the heroes of the planet, just kicked down a door, stole her from an arranged marriage that she didn't want, and he took her home over the threshold and made sweet, passionate romance to her. So I'd say yes, she's very much in love. So congratulations on that.
When are the baby Blake's coming?
Well. That's we'll save that for part 2.
He did roll a ghost die.
No, that doesn't count. That's just for the
when
for
baby Blake will have an arm around his face.
It just looks like Beetlejuice.
I know it.
It's terrible.
Oh fuck.
All right, well that's everything I have for you guys. Everything for tonight. So,
yay.
We're done. Congrats.
He was. Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs. You can also follow us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.